What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise and push that button to the next floor. But first, I want to say, I think the weather here in Richmond, Virginia today is going through an emotional elevator. Almost couldn't come on here because of we lost power, but we have gone from 80 degrees to now below freezing, from sunny sky yesterday to tank tops to now there's snow. And that's why I have a sweatshirt on, because I lost power for a little bit and it got cold in the house. But today is all about that life you've built. Are you living it? Have you built the life you once prayed for and still, like, you're moving through it instead of living it, fully living it? Do you wake up accomplished, responsible, capable, and sense there may be more depth available? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will explore what happens when achievement outpaces embodiment. You've done the work, you've earned the title, you've created stability, and somewhere along the way, presence may become quieter than productivity. Success is not the problem. It simply isn't the whole story. When achievement becomes closely tied to worth, it's possible to build a beautiful life and still crave deeper connection within it. This episode is an invitation to slow down, fully inhabit what you've already created, to shift from performing to beginning, to being, from managing to experiencing, from impressive to aligned. You've built the life. Are you living it? So that is what tonight's episode is all about. And the last 2 weeks kind of coincide with this. We went with your words manifest your reality. And then last week I talked a lot about vision and how you have to embody it. And that's where this comes from. Now you've reached last week in vision. I kind of talked about that job where you finally feel it, you embody it, you get it, and now everything's working out for you. But you still don't align with it. And you're like, Sandy, how can that be? Like, all through that, I've regulated my nervous system and I've been doing a great job. But now you're just not feeling it. It's like you've achieved it, but now you can't embody it. It's almost like that imposter syndrome within you. You've gotten to where you've manifested, you've visioned it, and now it's become your life and you're not living it because you're still chasing. You're still in that fight or flight mode. That's what this topic tonight is all about. Is about you do the work, you do the hard work, you start transforming yourself. You start envisioning this life that you desire and you obtain it, but you still feel a sense of, do I really deserve this? The old part of your subconscious comes in and asks you. And that's when you just got to align. You've got to live it. You've got to be grateful for it. The biggest thing I can tell you, and it's even medically now documented, by scientists and quantum physics and everything, when you have gratitude within yourself, you begin to engage and align with what you have manifested, envisioned for yourself. So that's what this is all about. You get this great job, because I'm going to hone in on the job because I've talked about it for the last 2 weeks, is you finally align with it and you feel it and you wrote out the application, you get it, and then you're living it and everything's working out, everything's falling into place, but then you don't live it, you don't feel it, you don't embrace it, you don't actually rise yourself higher. And that's what the emotional elevator is about. We get to these floors, like every week there's a different floor we're pushing, and now we're pushing to almost to the penthouse. We're at like maybe if penthouse is floor 10, we're at like maybe 8, and we're toddling into the 9th floor. And now we're trying to embody it. You know, I've gotten here. Now, how do I continue to rise above it? But how do I continue to live in it? Because sometimes we get that dream house, that dream car, that dream person. And then we say, well, now I'm just waiting for the shoe to drop. And that's where that saying comes from. When we say, well, you know, when we get into that perfect job or that perfect relationship that we see as perfect, everything's not perfect, but we say, oh, I'm just waiting for the shoe to drop. That is your old self creeping in that we sometimes allow to creep in. But what it, why it creeps in is not to down us. It's to kind of accelerate us, to say, to question and say, you know what? I do deserve this. I do deserve to be on the 8th floor. And how can I continue to evolve on that 8th floor? Because we're all supposed to, meant to keep going up. But we also sometimes got to drop back down. Because when that creeps in, when that little bit of self-doubt creeps in, it drops us maybe down to the 6th floor. But it's how are we going to, you know, get back to the 8th floor? How are we going to bring it in? And it's like I say, you still got to continue with your nervous system and regulating that. Because as I said in one of my shows, we have trillion nerves, and our body keeps a score, and our body has a memory, and our brain has a memory. And sometimes when we make these big accomplishments, our brain and our body and our nerves don't catch up to it. So we don't live it. We don't embrace it. It's now you've gotten the accomplishment. You've gotten where you want to be. And now you got to live it. You've got to embrace it. You've got to be grateful for it. You've got to embody it. Because I can say, working with clients, when they're working and then they reach back out to me and go, I got the job or I've got the person. Why am I questioning it so much? And then we're working through that. It's not because there's anything wrong. It's because you've reached something that you aligned with and you regulated to. And your old self just comes in to just say, hey, recognize this. Hey, let's be grateful for it. Hey, let's acknowledge it. Let's say, yay, we won. Because we want to celebrate the wins within us, big or small. We want to celebrate. We want to acknowledge the transitions we've made in our lives, the empowerment we've done within ourselves, the transformation that we've accomplished. So that's what this is about. Live it. And don't just keep striving for more. See, sometimes we get to the 8th floor and we're like, you know what? I'm 2 floors away from that penthouse. I'm going for it. And we lose sight of how we got to the 8th floor. And that's why I'm glad I'm using the analogies of the elevator, because we do. We sometimes start evolving within ourselves and transforming our lives and getting all this power shift within us, and things are just aligning and wow, you know, my vision's coming forward. My vision board is like working out all the visions I set forth for me, the manifestations that I've done. And then we just, oh, I want more. I want more. I want more. I want this. I want this. And we're not staying present and living through that stage. It's like, if we want to do the elevator analogy, it's like you get in the elevator and you're all tired and you're going up to, you know, the 10th floor, you're in a 20 floor elevator, and some kid walks in and pushes all the buttons. And now you're frustrated because you got to ride all those floors. But think about your life. If you could stop at every floor and go, wow, I accomplished this. Go to the second floor. Wow, look at what I overcame. And keep rising above. But staying present for each floor to go, wow, I'm no longer in the parking deck. I'm now at floor 8. But sometimes even a part of us wants to keep going so fast that we don't recognize and don't see. Even the accomplishments we might have seen were huge for us to keep going. And yes, it is about keep going, but you've got to live. You've got to continue to live in it. Because that is one thing I see with my clients right now, and even sometimes within myself. I go from one thing to the next thing, and I don't embrace and embody and go, wow, that was a big accomplishment. Let me sit here for a moment. Let me live in it. Let me marinate it in my life and then regulate myself in it so I can keep going. It's when we let that little voice come in us and go, are you sure you should be on the 8th floor? Remember the 6th floor? That was really comfortable too. And then we allow that voice to start controlling us. And sometimes we end up taking steps back because we've invited it in and we've reincorporated it in ourselves. Because we have so much memory stored in us, not just in our brain, not in just our subconscious, but whenever we've lived in that fight or flight mode for most of our life, our nerves have kept it in there. Our heart, if you know anything about your aura has been, you know, blocked in many different areas. And until you can embody that and embrace that and stay present within what little accomplishments you make, you're going to become dysregulated. And then you're just going to be pushing harder and harder, and you're not going to live through the milestones, live through the floors. So that's what this topic is about. Are you living the life, or are you just going through the motion? You know, you've gotten that accomplishment. You've gotten the life you prayed for it, you manifested it, you did everything right, and now you've gotten it, and you're not living in it. Maybe it's the side of self-doubt. Maybe it's the side of feeling you don't belong there. But then it's the side of, wow, we've accomplished this. What now more can we accomplish? That we don't stay in that moment. And those are two different sides of the coin, but it's two sides of the coin that make us not present, depending on what side you are on. Because that's what this conversation is all about, is you get to that part and you still have the old past, waiting for the shoe to drop, going, oh, I'm not sure if I deserve to be here. You know, questioning yourself, doubting. And then there's a part of you that goes, wow, I made it here. Now let's keep going. Let's go more. And even in that realm, you're not seeing the transformation and how you got there and how you can continue to grow. But first, you got to embrace the steps you took to get there. So we're about to go to our first break, or our only break. What am I saying? We're about to go to our break. And I ask you a question. Have you ever accomplished something or hit a milestone or bought your first house, landed that job or landed that spouse or significant other to only ask, when's the shoe going to drop? Doubted yourself. Or if you're like, no, that's never been me. And you're like, have you ever just wanted more? Like, you need the bigger house. You need the better job. Not saying that there's nothing wrong with any of that. I'm saying like living in that moment. So that is my question for you while we're on break. What accomplishment, what great thing has come for you? And what side were you on? Or were you living in it and appreciating and acknowledging it? So let's go to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Before I get started, if you are watching or listening to me, if you will go on iTunes and give me a 5-star review, search Emotional Elevator, because that's what show you're listening to or watching. And this will help me get the word out to those, especially who want to hear or need to hear this. And I will be internally grateful. So tonight's show has been all about living your life. You built the life, are you living it? And all about embracing it. And this tied into the manifesting your words and the vision and how they all align. And now you've regulated yourself, you've gotten what you've wanted. And most of this is about that job or that person or that thing that you wanted so much, and you've aligned with it, you've gotten it, and now you're questioning it. And when it comes to that relationship or that job or something, everyone's always like, I'm just waiting for the shoe to drop. So that is a part of survival. And sometimes it is your body living still in the chaos and the survival and the fight or flight, and it felt safe when it was small. And sometimes when these big things happen, it challenges us, and it's like we got to re-regulate ourselves because we have felt safe being small, or we felt safe where we were. But then there's another part of us that sometimes it's like we can't live in what we are because we're like, wow, I've done this. What's next? What's next? It's all about seeing your accomplishments. It's all about living in the moments and recognizing all that you have accomplished or all that you've been able to obtain, and allowing your body to catch up to it. Because there is a part of us, when you've gone through severe trauma and survival mode and fight or flight, that all of a sudden, when you start being able to speak your words, envision it in your body and obtain it, it's almost like we get into another survival mode within ourselves, where we got to keep obtaining things to feel survival, because it continues that almost chaotic. And if you're watching me, you see my hands moving like that upward swing. Like, you can go from being in a state of fight or flight because of trauma, and then, you know, you start leveling out from that, and then all of a sudden things work out for you. That door opens up, that job you never thought you would have because you stayed in that survival mode of not good enough, not worthy enough, and now you get things, and now you just want more because you've got to keep chasing that survival mode. Or it's not a survival mode at that point, but it's still your body's in chaos. And it's when we can stop and take these moments to go, wow, what did I learn during that transition? What did I learn about myself? Because when we can recognize, you know what, I learned that I can accomplish things I set out to do. I can manifest my words. I can envision my life better than it's ever been. But you've got to acknowledge that. You've got to be grateful for it. You've got to be able to embody it to continue that upward, the upward transition of life, the upward transformation. But as you get to every floor, because everyone knows, I love this elevator metaphor, as you get to every floor, you need to stop. You need to get out. You need to walk around. You need to maybe look out the window and see how far up you are. And acknowledge it. And sometimes you've got to revisit the past floors just to say, you know what? I got through this. I got through the self-doubt. I got through the lack of confidence. I got through the stuckness. And now I'm here, and I can continue to grow, and I can continue to expand. I can continue to evolve who I am. But let me appreciate where I'm at right now. Let me take a moment, take a rest, breathe, and appreciate where I'm at. And I've gotten here. And the biggest word that I always like to say on my show is to tell your body, I'm safe here. I'm comfortable here. I like it here. When we've accomplished what we've set out to accomplish, received what we envisioned. We received what we manifested and aligned with. Is to, wow, this feels good. I'm safe here. I'm worthy here. I am accomplished here. And then take the next steps. But when your body just gets to that step and you don't regulate it now again, sometimes we get back into that dysregulation. So what floors would be safe for you, and would you be welcome to live on? And when you do get that accomplishment, take that moment. You don't have to have somebody else celebrate for you. You can celebrate for yourself for pushing that button and being able to get off on that floor. The doors open up for you, and you're on the floor, and you're looking around, and you're like, wow, I made it here. And you know what? I'm going to stay here for a little bit. I'm going to stay here and embrace and enjoy the balcony that I now have, enjoy the view I now have. And you know what? I'm safe where I am now. And you could be comfortable. You could look around and go, you know what? I'm actually very comfortable where I am right now. Because I'm feeling safe. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident and I'm worthy. Or you can move up. You can elevate yourself. But it's whatever floor you have decided for yourself. And that is what this also is about, is make the floor that you have evolved to, that you've got that accomplishment, that you set that goal for. Make sure it's your floor. Make sure that you didn't get to that floor, push the button, open it up, and realize, this isn't the floor I want to be on. This isn't the floor that I chose for myself. Yes, I proved to myself that I can manifest it, I can envision it, I can accomplish it. But then also, at that point, you need to evaluate it. You need to say, is this the floor I wanted for myself? So that is what tonight's topic has been. So have you spent time in your accomplishments or what you have accomplished in your life? Have you built the life that you wanted, and are you living it? Or are you just waiting for the next win? So I did not say who I am. I am Sandy Bird, Sandy with two E's and Bird with a Y instead of an I. You can find me at sandybird.com. You can also get a copy of my book, Emotional Elevator, From Silence and Setbacks to Resilience and Freedom, because I am now a published author. I am a transformational and empowerment coach. And what I like to do with my clients is talk about regulating our nervous system so we can achieve the goals we set for ourselves. I am also a corporate wellness facilitator that uses a WEIR technique, which involves laughter, yoga, and Lego series play to get you deep within who you really want to be. And also I work with companies to maybe create their value system with using Legos and using everybody's ideas. So that is who Sandy Bird is. And I want to kind of end this episode with just summing up all three of the past ones. You can manifest with your words the life you want when you regulate your nervous system and start manifesting your words. But then when you take those words and you can envision your life with your vision and align with it and set forth that frequency within yourself to obtain it. And then when you obtain this life, what you wanted most, live it. Stay present in it. Know that you deserved it. And know that you deserve more too, or you're comfortable where you are, but you are safe in it. And that it's what you want for yourself, because you have all this power within you to manifest words, to envision what you want in life that is yours and align with it and obtain it. But then you've got to live it. You've got to acknowledge it and embrace it and live it. Because I want everyone to manifest, use their words to manifest the life they want, to then form it into the vision and envision it. And then as soon as you get that life, live it. Don't go back down a couple of floors on the elevator, and don't try to skip a bunch of floors on the elevator. But again, every connection call with me is free. You can go on sandybird.com and get on a connection call. But I thank you for joining me tonight. And remember, manifest your words, envision with your vision, and then live the life that you deserve to live. And thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.